So the bride prepares herself. And the wedding garment now comes to the clothing as fine linen of the wife and her righteous acts. And just a reminder that these acts were all in the plan and purpose of God in Ephesians 2, 8 to 10. I'm a little bit sad that in my childhood and teenage years that I only learnt the verses Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. You know Ephesians 2, 8 and 9? Let's say it together. For by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, by any means do we boast. Verse 10. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto or for good works, which God foreordained that we should walk in them. So salvation by grace as a gift can never be disassociated from the complete program of what God has for us after we're saved by grace. There's saving grace, there's sanctifying grace. Let's turn to those verses. Let's turn to those verses, Ephesians 2. Isn't the Bible a wonderful book? A wonderful, wonderful book. Ephesians 2, 8 to 10, and particularly verse 10. For we are his workmanship. Some translate it, we are his masterpiece. Oh, isn't that amazing? We are his masterpiece. You can go down to the National Gallery and see all the sculptors and all the wonderful paintings and so on. In my working days, I used to have a good friend who was a painter in the paint shop. And he said, Ron, before you leave, I want to paint you a painting. I want to do an oil colour for you. I said, that'd be lovely. So he said, you pick the topic. So at that time, I'm interested in the Vikings. I think I might have Viking blood in me. I'm not too sure, but I'd like to have. Anyhow, the Viking ship had gone around the world. You know that little boat that was a sail? It was doing a world trip. It came into Sydney Harbour and was passing Fort Knox. And I took that from the Daily Telegraph and showed it to him. And he said, yes, I can paint that. And he painted it for me in watercolours. It's on my wall. And I've had it in my study, sort of out of the way. And I said, we're going to bring it out now. This is about 25 years ago. It's a masterpiece. You could stand there and you see the beautiful paintwork and the curving of the sails. And it's a masterpiece. Anyone that comes there, I'd say, look at this. Look at this. This is a masterpiece. And that's what the Lord Jesus is working on. He's working on us, you know. Yes. You know, there's one thing that the angels have not experienced is salvation. No redemption for the angels. Christ didn't die for the angels. Christ died for the world. You say, that's a bit unfair. Don't even get a chance. No, you see, the degree of light that someone has bearing on what happens to them. And the angels and the Satan were right next to God. Right next to him. And then there was a Star Wars event. There was a rebellion in heaven. And they threw themselves against God, and God threw themselves against them and cast them out without any redemption. So much light. So much light they had. No redemption. No redemption. Let's move on. Some angels or all angels. In the scriptures, we read about the elect angels. So if we read about the elect angels, we also must understand that there are non-elect angels. The non-elect angels are the devil and his angels. Okay? So that has already been decided. That was already decided way back in eternity, we believe, somewhere in the early parts of the book of Genesis chapter 1. It's usually believed that the angels of God were there. It says in Job, they sung as God continued his creation. The sons of God rejoiced. But the time came when there was the rebellion. And that rebellion, and it was one-third of the angelic realm that rebelled against God. We read that in the background look in Revelation 12, a third of the angels fell from heaven, rebelled against God. That case closed, that's finished. So when we say all the angels, we say no, there are the angels that are saved and the angels that are unsaved, or the angels that are elect and the angels that are not elect. And that's the devil and his angels. They could be, but they revolted against God. So great was the revelation, and so great was the creation of themselves, their own innate being, that they faced something that was a once-for-all thing. Thank God it's not once-for-all for us. Is anyone here? Put up your hand, please, if you had never, ever heard the gospel and someone gave you the gospel and you believed immediately. Is there anyone? No. You'd never, ever heard about God or Jesus. Okay, well, good. But you see the ratio here. The point is that we've all had a chance. Okay, God's been following us. One of the great Puritans wrote a book called The Hound of Heaven. God going after us, drawing us, meeting with us, yes. So here we are. There's a reminder that we are justified by faith and we are sanctified by work. We are justified, bottom of page 9, we are justified or saved for good works, not justified or saved by good works. Titus 2, 11, 12 and also Ephesians 2. 8 to 10. Let's turn to the page now and then we'll quickly finish this off. The preparation, I'm getting excited. I'm going to do this in 10 minutes, but I'm getting very excited about this. Oh, what a glorious day this is. What glorious truths are we reading about here? First of all, there's the preparation. The marriage has taken place. I personally believe the marriage supper will be on earth, but some believe also the marriage supper is in heaven. That's quite okay. Here there is the reminder of the preparation. The people involved, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, are clothed. They're clothed in clean white linen, Revelation 19:8. And they are also equipped. They are war horses. Let's read that, Revelation 19. Revelation chapter 19 and verse 14. And the armies of heaven, clothed in fine linen. Who's been clothed in fine linen? The ones described in the book of Revelation, clothed in fine linen, are the saved. The saved. Church is included here. We're coming back with him. Fine linen, verse 14. White and clean, and followed him. Followed him. How are you going, brothers and sisters, with your horse riding lessons? Turn the page. See that picture there? Just turn over the page and have a look at the picture there. Page 11. Can you see anybody there you know? Apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. We always show this picture as one of our brothers here, one of our leaders at our meeting, Brother Newton, and I say, that one over there, that's Brother Newton. There they are, equipped. War horses. War horses. He's coming to judge and make war. Yes. And commission. They're also commissioned. In Revelation 2:26, which we'll read in just a moment, we find that we have received a commission, an interesting commission from the commander-in-chief, and that's to help the Lord Jesus Christ smash the nations of the world. I'll say that again. The commission that we have received and will receive in that day is to assist the Lord Jesus Christ in his coming and smash and crush the nations of the world in Armageddon. Days of evangelism will be over. Days of triumph and victory have come. No longer will sin be reigning on earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.